Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood. The Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Wyclef Jean says he and Lauryn Hill had an affair and that she made him believe that her first child was his. In an excerpt from Clef's autobiography, Purpose, an Immigrant Story, released yesterday, he revealed that Hill misled him about her first pregnancy, making him believe that it was his child when it was actually Rohan Marley. He claims that ultimately led to the breakup of the Fugees. Tyler Perry has canceled his final stage tour as Madea after becoming disgusted by unauthorized promoters charging fans huge fees for fake meet-and-greet sessions with him. He recently announced that his Madea Get a Job will be his last live show. He was set to begin September 20th, but announced that he was pulling the plug on the whole tour. Chris Brown's probation hearing was pushed back to give authorities more time to complete the probation report in the singer's assault case. He was scheduled to appear in court earlier this week for the first time in more than a year, but the LA District Attorney's Office says the proceedings are being delayed for a week. In related news, Chris will never live down his Rihanna assault days if some have it their way. Several copies of his Fortune album was hit by an anonymous vandal with labels reading warning, do not buy this album, this man beats women. The attack took place in the HMV stores in London. CeeLo Green and Christina Aguilera will not be involved in the fourth cycle of The Voice. The two coaches will be replaced by singers Usher and Shakira when the show returns for the fourth season in the spring. Aguilera is taking time off to release a new album and tour while CeeLo is developing new music and a comedy based on his own life for NBC. Speaking of singing competitions, Mariah Carey says there's no feud between her and new American Idol judge Nicki Minaj. According to several reports, the two had only been together for 2 days and had been feuding and disagreeing about everything. Meanwhile, Nicki says everyone is getting along wonderfully. The 12th season of Idol airs in January. President Barack Obama picked up $4 million at a fundraiser hosted by Jay-Z and Beyonce at the 4040 Club. 100 donors paid $40,000 each to attend the event. Beyonce told the crowd that she couldn't be more proud to host the event with President Obama. Meanwhile, Obama said that Beyonce couldn't be a better role model for his daughters because she carries herself with such class, poise, and has so much talent. Congratulations are in order for gospel singer LeAndrea Johnson, who gave birth to her fourth child. She sent the following message to her fans: "It's a healthy baby boy. Thanks for your prayers and support."